Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Well, good evening, everyone. I'm here with a lovely, my lovely Maya Moon, and my lovely Stars Priestess Candy Ranson is in the chat room. Notice I like to say my. I take ownership. I am the owner of Stars and Mystic Living Today and Planet Stars and all that kind of good stuff. But we have a great topic tonight. We're going to discuss as good as it gets. I mean, sometimes we do things and we'll say, well, is this as good as it's going to get, or can there be more? And I have my own theory on that. And how are you, Maya Moon? Let's probably get started with you, I would think, huh?
Sure, sure. Well, it's, as always, it's great to be here and great to be with you, Miss Natalie. And welcome to all the listeners, as always. And I know it just feels to me like there's more joining us, maybe the weather. Here we're kind of getting ups and downs. I'm in northwest Arkansas, so I'm considered the south, but our weather patterns are more similar to those of the Midwest, like Missouri and Kansas. Not quite as much snow, but we follow that pattern a little bit more. So it's been kind of up and down, a lot of cool weather, and then it gets warm again. But anyway, it's just a feeling that people are tuning in, so we're really glad, you know, always to have you, and it's always a pleasure and honor to be able to speak with everyone about sharing what my guides show me, and of course some of my personal experiences that are relevant to the topic or the subject. But yes, as good as it gets. And for those that are familiar, I love the movie, although the movie, I guess, could be, we could relate it a little bit to the topic, but it's with, I'll never be, now that I'm on the spot, never be able to think of his name, Jack Nicholson, very
oh,
well
yeah.
known. And have you seen the movie, Natalie?
Probably, but I don't really recall it. It's an older movie, correct?
It is a little bit older, yes. He's kind of OCD. And the girl that stars in it, I won't be able to think of her name either, but she's a waitress, but that's pretty much what he's, a comment that he makes and why the movie is called that is, and I really love this topic because I feel it's an important topic because sometimes it is true that we have to not be searching so far above what you know we should expect or what we're going to receive, but then we have the other side of it, which is what we'll be discussing. I mean, that's what I'll be talking about. I mean, I know you've got your own thoughts and your own things to share about it, but then the other side where we can sometimes, I feel, trap ourselves a little bit and more or less settle for something because we are afraid that maybe this is as good as it gets. So it's an interesting topic, and it can be applied universally, I feel, to all aspects of our life. We can certainly apply it to romance, but to careers and to just day-to-day adventures and how we live. So, I mean, it's a broad, I feel anyways, it's a very broad topic or subject that is applicable in many different areas in our life and how we live. So that's
it really
my little,
is. Yeah, you're right about that. I think there's kind of a toss up because you say to yourself, well, can't I expect something better? And is this as good as it gets? I mean, am I going to ever get close to what I would like to achieve, either it be at work or some kind of a career move or a home kind of thing? And, you know, it's really tough to come to terms with that, I think, because you don't want to not expect the best. But yet, I think if you go the other way, you'll think, well, I'll get too disappointed. I'm trying to think of times when it happened to me. I think more so when I was a lot younger. I don't even know if I ever said that to myself. I think you have to be older to say, well, is this as good as it gets? I mean, come on. You know, I can hear myself saying that then. Yeah. Come on, is this as good as it gets? I don't know. I don't think so. See, I would seek more. I would not settle. Maybe everybody else around me would think that I was settling, but I really wasn't. What if you have dreams and that's what life is about. You have to have dreams, you have to believe in things, and it just depends on your belief system, I think, too. I'm still trying to think of something to apply that with, and I don't know, maybe I will in the next hour or so, I'll figure it out. But right now, I could say with the site, I never said that to myself when I was creating my first site in 1998, and that was Planet Stars. I didn't ever get through it, or even the girl that was doing the web design, this was before Tony, that I would say, is this as good as it gets? I mean, come on, we can do better than this. But when you've got something like that, a business, a site, you can do better. You can do better. So you can't really apply that to that. I never did. I just kept seeking more and more and more. And obviously down the road, look what I have now, which, you know, and then the following year I did my magazine. And I may have thought, there may have been a little inkling for me when the first year of the magazine, because it was done on something called Dreamweaver. It wasn't done on a server. It wasn't HTML. It wasn't PHP MySQL, which is more advanced than HTML. But I had a girl do it, and I, you know, sometimes would think to myself, well, I wanted to be more involved, kind of, and I wasn't, because she had control. She knew what she was doing. And maybe there was a point when I said, well, you know, is this going to be as good as it gets for me? I mean, am I not going to ever be able to have a hands-on kind of thing? And, of course, that changed for me when we had the magazine up. And then, of course, I met Tony, and it's gone the opposite way. I sometimes say, stop, you're telling me too much. I can do too much now. Sometimes when you do too much, then you do too much. But I never complain about that because I love to learn. So that I can apply that to the business, but I never really, except when the girl was doing everything, and I kept thinking in the back of my mind, you know, I don't feel involved. I want to do more. And I wasn't involved, of course. Yeah, I hired people and did their apps and all that kind of stuff. But I wasn't involved in the design of it all. So you can really apply it to everything in your life if you want to. I'm trying to think now. Stars, I always sought something higher, always. I never said, is this as good as it gets? Never. Because in something like that, the sky is the limit. So long as you can think it, you can do it. Something will come along, but that I think, again, Maya, that's my belief system. I always know I'm going to get help. I always know that somewhere, somehow, a little door is going to open, and you know I'm going to throw open that door, and I'm going to go flying through it to see what it has to offer for me. So I don't personally, I'm trying to think if there was anything personally. I don't think I ever applied that to myself, that this is the way I am. You know how I am, Maya. I don't I think maybe in a relationship you could say, well, is this never going to evolve into anything? I guess I could apply that. I guess this is as good as it gets. This is what the person can do. This is what all the person can do. So I guess I could apply it to a relationship, yeah. What do you think, Maya?
Well, I was actually, yes, I would agree that you could. But I was thinking about what you had shared last week and what you has shared briefly with me, which I don't think is anything that you're not willing to share with the audience, and that is about the degree and what's left right now. Yourself, I know that you're working behind the scenes, but one could take the situation as it stands right now with the leftover debris from Hurricane Matthew and collectively say, okay, this is as good as it gets, or this is as good as it gets, and everyone could stop pursuing avenues of support and assistance and just shrug their shoulders and say, well, this is, and so you're kind of it's kind of a really good example.
I'm the spokeswoman of the neighborhood. I am the one, because I had the least amount of damage, and I went across the street to all these people and you know, to lift their spirits up, and I would walk away, and I'd say to myself, you're going to see. I'm going to do this. And I made a call today, an important call. I'm waiting for her to call me back. I'm sure she'll call me back tomorrow. If I can do this, and they don't even have to know that I did it, but she's very instrumental in the county, and she happens to know my son, and my son's a schmoozer just like me. All the women love him. And, of course, I'm not talking about women. I'm just saying we get things done. We can get somebody to do something, and they didn't even realize they were going to do it until they started talking to us. He does the same thing as I do. But
well,
if I can do this.
You're talking about Natalie, right?
Huh?
Did you say your son?
Yeah, he's like me. I'm talking about this lady that I made contact with. I didn't want anybody in the neighborhood. I know they stand out there and they look at everything sitting on their lawn. Now, I'm talking about the whole inside of their house, their washers, their dryers, everything is on their lawn. And nothing has been done for several weeks now, and we have no timing on anything. Nobody knows anything, but I'm going to find out, because I watch them, and being the empath that I am, I know they're thinking, well, I guess this is as good as it gets. You know, we got to just wait for the big plows to come and cart all our stuff off. Well, to me, no. We have to step forward, and make something happen for them. That would give me the greatest pleasure, so that they can all say, well, they don't even have to know it's me. Well, look, we got something done. I guess this is not as good as it gets. It can be better in your life. It can be. I'm not saying set yourself up and say you're going to be president, but you have to always keep reaching for something a little bit more. So that, you know, that's how I feel about it. That's how it really applies to me. But I think maybe when I was younger, I'm sure I didn't think this way. I was not as strongly opinionated than I am. And it's not even being opinionated. It's I want to do good for everybody. And so I will go the extra steps. They have no idea what I'm doing. And I will do that just because I look across the street and it just breaks my heart. And I'm sure it's breaking theirs. I think I told you last week, the one lady won't even come to her house now because she said, that's my life sitting on my lawn. And she has a little boy, and it's just crushing her. So if I can do some good, you know, I'm going to do that. And then I maybe could say to them, you thought this was as good as it gets. Well, surprise, surprise. And hopefully there's always somebody that can show you the light a little bit. And I can apply that with Hurricane Matthew. It did a lot of damage. Not as much as Hugo, certainly not as much as Katrina, but put everything to a stop. And people, their lives are disrupted. Some of these people will not get in their homes maybe before Christmas if they're lucky, because you realize what they have to do inside to get them situated to be back in a real home again, not just bare walls. So, but I'm trying to think if there's any other situation. Can you think of anything, Maya, that you encountered in your life that you could tell our listeners?
Well, I'm sure that I could. I mean, I could think of, you know, a lot of things. I think that I would probably, you know, the best example that I could come up with, I believe that this is something that we face quite often. And again, it's we have to use good judgment, and sometimes we have to eliminate just to start with an evaluation before I go into any personal stories. In general, we have to eliminate fear. Fear is the worst decision maker, regardless of what the decision is, what the crossroads are, or what we're trying to determine to be our best or highest path. Fear needs to be taken out of that equation. You know, you've heard me, those that have read my blog are familiar with, and a lot of this comes from my guides. They do have, you know, certain ways of expressing themselves or saying things, and, you know, fear is built into us as a safety mechanism. So if we're standing on the edge of a cliff, a literal cliff, then, you know, it's good that we have that fear so that we don't jump or we don't say, oh, I'm going to get out of the car, there's McDonald's, and we don't, you know, stop the car, ask the driver to stop, we just get out. But aside from that, I'm talking about emotional and spiritual decisions. When we allow fear or that what if put to those two words put together to stop us. So I would say that with relationships, and I will, without divulging too much information, I would say that I would go back to my relationship with my mother. And it's been somewhat of a challenging relationship throughout my life. I don't want to say that it's been a negative relationship. It's just been a challenging and troubled relationship. And the relationship between the mother figure and daughter figure is usually the most difficult of all. And that's regardless of whether you're dealing with a biological mother or a biological daughter or, you know, a stepdaughter or even the mother-in-law or daughter-in-law situation. It's all. And I know that there was a time it's been quite a while, about 15 years ago, and I felt that the relationship was very much out of balance. And it was, you know, with a mother, we want to feel that we've got unconditional love and support. And I'm not going to try to justify how I felt. I'll just share how I felt. And that is, I felt that I wanted more time and attention. I wanted someone that I could go to that would listen and counsel me and share their wisdom, because I, of course, I was an adult. I'll be 58 in December, 58 or 59. I always get it mixed up. But, you know,
it doesn't matter.
It's not like I was a child having unrealistic. But the relationship was just it just felt to me that I would put a certain amount in, but it wasn't even about that. And I stopped and I had to ask myself about the relationship. Is this as good as it gets? Is this, because I found myself even unconsciously or subconsciously, unintentionally, that I was seeking, I was this mother figure that perhaps had been around many, many years ago, but had not been present in this form of energy or emotional support, had not been, you know, with me or been that way towards me for a long time. And it was a process. It wasn't something that I may have, you know, had a light bulb moment, which I did have an epiphany about it. But, you know, I'm a human being just like everyone else, just because I work in the spiritual profession. And so I had to take a step back, because I always felt the way that I'm real big on metaphoric, you know, analogies. And so I would have to use it. If you've ever gone to a restaurant and, you know, you had your hopes up really high, everyone had said, oh, it's the best, you're going to love the food, they give you tons, more than you could ever eat. You go there,
right.
The food is okay, but then you feel that the portions, you can't really say, well, I left just feeling stuffed. I always left feeling that I was yearning for more. So in my interactions, personal interactions with my mother, I felt that way. So I stopped and I really had to evaluate, is this as good as it gets? And the answer that I found in my heart and soul was yes. When it comes to what she is either willing or capable or going to give me, this is as good as it's going to get. So another thing that hopefully we get a chance to discuss a little bit is once we come to some type of evaluation, which I did with that, we have to then decide how we are going to, you know, where we're going to go from that point. For me, it was a big moment in my life. Again, there was a light bulb moment, but this whole thing was a process. It isn't something that I was able to evaluate, process, transition, go through my feelings, and then decide how I was going to approach the future and let it define me or not allow it to define me. And so I decided that on her side, no matter what I may have wanted, which I believe occurs a great deal with us as human beings, because we want something, then, you know, we can be under the false belief that we can help another person or a situation, et cetera. And I'm trying to condense it, but yet, you know, some of these things are important to bring people, the listeners, so that they can hopefully relate and understand. My decision was, this is as good as it's going to get. So once I established that this is as good as it's going to get, then I had to make a decision myself, because in that particular case, to know that this is as good as it was going to get, unless, you know, nothing changes if nothing changes. Unless there were to be some type of major change in her life that would then, you know, affect me, I ended up deciding that for me, the best thing to do would be to withdraw any expectations and to work really hard on processing internally and changing my spiritual and emotional energy so that I would not be causing myself any toxic harm or any damage by expecting, you know, something better when this was as good as it was going to get. And so once I was able to put all that into place, that was and always has been since that day, again, that's been about 15 years, that is, was and is to this day as good as it gets. And so therefore I was able to accept that and to look for the needs that I may have had elsewhere, either within or from divine, which for me, divine is God or the Lord. For other people, it can be so many different things. And it's really irrelevant what we, you know, what we name that as or how we recognize that. But so that was my story. And it may not, you know, telling it doesn't sound as profound as the experience, but it was a very profound experience for me, because it was a time when I'm a very fierce person, and I'm a shaker and a mover, and I believe very much that we are empowered in our life and that we can change so much and we can do so much in our life. But just as you're seeing with, you know, are some of the people, perhaps not you personally, but just right, like the, you know, the area there that's been damaged, there are times when, yes, this is as good as it's going to get, and then at that point we have to a decision as to how we're going to allow that to affect our lives and what we're going to do with that information. If we're going to eliminate that person, relationship, situation from our life and accept it and move gracefully on, or what? So I don't know. Did that make sense, Natalie?
Yeah, it does. And while you're talking, I was thinking about my husband, the years that I went through. I never thought that it would get better. I really didn't look too far ahead. I just went day by day, and, you know, I dealt with it. You know, I didn't even think about applying it to that, but that was, I don't know that I ever said, well, I guess this is as good as it's going to get. Well, maybe I thought it, but not in those words or something. I just kind of resolved myself to the fact that he was going to be the way he was, and I just had to figure out a way to survive, and that's basically what I had to do. I didn't even think about the end or anything. I just knew tomorrow's going to be like today. That's what I did. So maybe I was thinking, well, I guess this is as good as it gets, and it's going to be this way for me. I didn't even think about it not being forever. I couldn't even in my mind think beyond that because it was horrific. And, you know, I mean, you talked with me a lot, Maya, and, you know, I don't know how you deal with something like that when you're kind of in a situation where you can't even look beyond it. You just can't. You don't know what's going to happen. And when I was at the hospital with him, watching him, I didn't even think he was going to pass. I thought I was just going to take him home. And I didn't even plan how I was going to do it or think, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? You know, I didn't even think that far. Isn't that strange? I was kind of like in a bubble, and I was watching. And maybe I just figured it would take care of itself somehow. And but yeah, I could have felt that way, that it was never going to get any better for me. And of course, it did. It really did, because when you're threatened, that's not fun to live like that. And then it was taken care of for me, and it took me 4 years to be where I am right now. And I, so now I can say, well, okay, it wasn't as good as it gets. Not for me then. I just couldn't see it. There was more. There was more coming for me. I didn't even realize it. But, yeah, you know, it's tough. Like when you're growing up and, you know, we talked about my mother was not really there for me, and I don't even know what happened with me. But I really didn't think about it. Isn't it strange? I didn't even think about, well, gee, is it going to get any better than this? Is this what I'm going to be like? Is this what I'm going to have? I didn't even think about it. I just took every day as it came. And responded in the way that I felt that I should. So maybe it was probably better for me, because I probably would have gotten myself into a low point, a very low, like, you know, in a hole of some kind, and thinking I could never get out, and that there wasn't anybody. And I was kind of like you. We talked about this. I couldn't go to my mother and get what I wanted either. I think the lady across the street helped me in the way that she could. But still, I lacked an awful lot growing up. But I didn't resolve to the fact, well, I'm just not going to ever have anything more than this. I think for me, though, my biggest thing is probably I could apply that to a relationship. Because, and I don't try to say it that way to myself. Now I've changed. I do an awful lot of quiet time, and I get inspiration, and I feel better as soon as I sit down and close my eyes and my cat's with me. And I've told this before, I go into a level and I sense my surroundings, but I'm not really there alert enough. I'm kind of like someplace else. You know, it's called going into a level, and that's what you do sometimes just before you fall asleep. And I don't even contemplate anything now. I think I had probably the worst part of my life happen back then. For, let's see, it would probably be about 8 years ago it started for me. And it took like 4 years. And I passed it. I passed the test. I got through it. Don't ask me how I did. Well, I know how I did it. I got help that you couldn't see. And that's, I will say that till the end of my days, because I know. I know what I saw. And so, you know, I got through that. And now I'm looking forward to all the wonderful things that I can do. So I don't know, but I think my mother was kind of like your mother. You couldn't really go to her and get what you wanted. So then you just resolved to it. Well, yep, I guess this is it. This is what I'm going to get from her, or lack of, or whatever. I didn't think that way with my mother. I just You could say I just existed, Maya. I didn't even do that. I don't know. What, all I know is my childhood was totally different than everybody else's. And you may have been more advanced in your thinking, see? You may,
well,
because your spirituality, I think you recognized it when you were young, right?
No, no. I said 15 years ago. I was already an adult with the grown children.
Okay.
So when I was a child growing up, I was like you. I mean, that isn't a thought that occurred to me or a concept that
no.
I was. I mean, spiritually, we have an awareness of all things. We have our spiritual cache, as I always say, that you know, holds everything together. But no, this was just, you know, 15 years ago. That's why I was saying I was 58, so I was in my early 40s. So as that's the
right.
time. Now, a good point to bring up when we're talking about this is when we have these family relationships, then we don't really have, I mean, we have some choices, but we don't have, there's not a great deal of, we can't change who our mother is. And for most of us, if we're adults or if we're older, I mean, you were lucky to have another supportive person in your life. But,
right.
you know, when it comes to a sister or a parent figure, you know, whomever is raising us, we don't have a lot of choices. But now when we look at relationships, romantic relationships or even friendships, and we start to begin, I mean, I would say the first warning sign would be that something is out of balance or misaligned would be when we begin to ponder or think that something is amiss, and we, even by the asking of that, even if we don't put it, as you mentioned, even if we don't use those terms, but that's basically the question that we're asking, okay, is this all there is? Is this as good? Then
right.
in that sense, if it's a, you know, I mean, a chosen relationship or the potential for a chosen relationship, we have to evaluate and say, you know, if our decision is yes, you know, let's say it's a person and they're always going to be this certain way because we've already tried to compromise or talk about it, then we're faced with the decision of either accepting that this is how this person is. And we have to be careful that acceptance is not compromise. Otherwise, then we might want to consider that this friendship or this romantic relationship is not fulfilling my need or your needs or whomever's needs and desires and ideals and visions. So, you know, at that point, then we might consider that there is something, you know, and then we go back to the faith and hope. And that would be to say, I believe that there's something better out there, and I'm going to go ahead and risk. That's where that fear comes in. Fear holds us back, and a lot of times we think, well, what if this is just as good as it gets? What if I'm never, I mean, and we're never going to find the perfect friend or the perfect partner. So, I mean, as far as that goes, but when we start to where we're coming up with all these excuses, and we're making all these justifications for someone's behavior, then I believe that that's a warning sign. And when we, you know, our answer to that is, well, what if this is just as good as it gets? That, to me, my guides would say that's a warning sign that spiritually you're being asked to consider that, you know, maybe it's not this is as good as it gets, but maybe it's this is time to move forward and move on and have the faith, hope, empowerment, and courage and the grace to see you through that to seek your good elsewhere. So to, you know, find that something that you need, like with our parents, our mothers, or whatever, that just isn't something that can be replaced in the same way, or even with a job. when, you know, you've been at a job for 6 months or a year or 2 years or 3 years, and it's just consistently been repetitive of the same issues or problems, and, you know, you keep thinking, well, I'm afraid, what if I get another job and, you know, I have problems there? Well, I mean, no job is perfect, but if the disturbance and the chaos and the energy all around is indicative of you having to feel that way, however you word it, is this as good as it gets? You know, is this the only job? I mean, do I really have to put up with whether it's energy or having a workload that's impossible for one person to complete? I mean, there could be many different reasons for feeling that way. But when you begin to feel that way, then I would say that's a sign that it's time, it's a call to action to either address with the person or persons what the problem is and see if resolution cannot be found. Because quite often, I'm a firm believer that if we go forth honestly, sincerely, and genuinely with our needs, our desires, and even our expectations, that, you know, resolution can be sought and found, and it could very well be that this other person, whether it's a boss, a friend, whatever, is completely unaware of our feelings if we haven't expressed them. So, you know, it's a pretty big, I feel it's a pretty significant statement and energy, and it's one that it can be scary to even contemplate it for many people, because unfortunately it almost always, I believe, leads to us having to make some changes, whether that's changes within ourselves or, you know, externally. I mean, what do you think about that?
Well, a lot of times it's within yourself. Like Anna can relate to me. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about changing something with myself. I was just reacting, and that's what I was just reacting. And because I was not really in control, and I'm talking about when I was with my husband, I just responded to things and hoped that my day would go better than the day before. It's really a difficult position to be in when you have somebody like that in your life that, you know, and you have to watch. But, I mean, that's a whole different thing. But I'm thinking back to some of the jobs that I had. I didn't really feel that way, though. I mean, at my first tennis job, I was thrilled. And I didn't think, well, am I going to ever get anything more? I didn't look that far ahead. And then finally, when I did talk to somebody who worked in the building, and they said, well, you know, there's a big club you could probably work at because you're really good at it. And I contemplated it, and finally I applied, and I got it. But I really didn't have that in my mind that I was going to get it. I didn't even think. I reacted more or less, I suppose. But I think when I got older, then I started to realize that you can believe that there is something more. Sometimes it just takes a long time for you to get it in your head. And we can say that about me, Maya. You used to always say to me, well, there is somebody out there for you. Well, I couldn't see it for the forest for the trees. I mean, I really did not. I was not in that place. And so I had encouragement from you. You probably wanted to bang my head against the wall so many times. But you have to reach a certain point before you can accept something like that, especially what I went through, which was, like I said, horrific. Most people do not encounter what I encountered. I mean, there are people, yes, but not in the positions that you hear about. Usually, you know, they'll go in a home or they're very quiet. The medication works and calms them down, and they sleep a lot. Well, it took me a long time to have it sink in, because I really didn't feel. I don't know if I even thought about it. Well, what if I don't have my husband anymore? What happens to me? Even though you get used to growing up with somebody basically telling you what to do, where to go, what, you know, I mean, it depends upon what kind of a man you marry. And, I mean, I had wonderful times with him. I mean, he was a good provider and all that, but my situation I can only relate to. So, but I never thought about, well, there's got to be something better than this. I never thought about it at all. Maybe I was a little brainwashed. I don't know. But
when you say you never thought about it, do you feel that it was just because you were just maybe not as enlightened as you are now, and so
absolutely.
Okay, so you were
absolutely. You're right.
I was gonna say, like, if you running stars, I can't imagine that. Let's say business had plateaued and had hit. You know, it just seemed to not be, let's say,
increasing. Exactly.
Right. You wouldn't say, well, gosh, this is just as good as it gets.
No.
I mean, you just wouldn't accept
it. Just makes
that.
Me
so
dig
would...
a little harder to figure it out and to see, and believe it or not, the world events affect people buying. The stock market affects people spending money. This hurricane affected people because Jackie, you know, Stars JC, she does charts on it, and we were laughing. She says, well, it makes sense. People were in, like, they were all afraid. Nobody wanted to spend anything. And you know, not just around here, but it had a boomerang effect all over the United States and even in other countries, because we get a lot of people from Spain, Australia, Hungary, not just the United States. And I'm thinking, you know, I never realized that, but it's true. But, no, I would seek now in the past, well, probably since I started Launch Stars, I guess 5 years ago, I would seek avenues to try to figure it out. And I would figure it out. And then I would look back at myself and say, well, maybe there's more that I can do on my end personally. But I really have a lot of personal contact with the clients. I really do. And I think it's very important. But, yeah, that's true. I mean, now, like, with we could go back to Planet Stars, because I had we were getting readings then, but nothing like stars at all. I mean, it really advanced. I really pushed it out. And, of course, I had Tony to help me create what I really wanted. And, but, yeah, I don't think I was enlightened enough, Maya, when I was really young. I don't think so. I mean, I think I felt I was guided. I know that. Because I didn't have what normal little kids, little girls would have had. I did not get it. And my recollection is I don't recollect anything. Basically, like birthday parties, or we would go to Pennsylvania once a year. That's because my mother and father's family was there. But, nah, I didn't. I played a lot outside. I had fun with everybody. But I wasn't enlightened then. I didn't even think about it. I don't think I was supposed to think about it. Had I thought about it, I probably would have been a very depressed little girl because I would see everybody else having this nice family life, and I was an only child. I should have had it, but I didn't. But I got it from something that you couldn't see. You and I talked about this. I was guided. I was taken care of in a way so that when I grew up, It wouldn't hold me back. It wouldn't stop me from doing things, and that's exactly what happened. So, but that's my case. I mean, I don't know what it's like. Most kids have an awful lot when they're little girls and little boys, and it wasn't hard times. Both of my parents worked. There wasn't a lack for money. That wasn't it at all. So, but I got more enlightened, I think, when I decided to take everything off of Planet Stars and do stars, because I had the domain. I have a bunch of them. I've had them since 1998. And when I did that, that's when I pushed everything forward. And I think that's when I became really enlightened, and I could see just loving everything that was coming to be. Maybe people can get to that point eventually. I don't know. But I never thought with stars, and I still don't, this is as good as it gets. Oh, no. No, everybody knows me. That's not me. I don't think that way. Not for stars. Maybe for my own personal life. But right now I'm not really seeking anything. I do most of my stuff now. You know, I talk to God every day like everybody knows. And, you know, and I kind of, okay, you've got it. take me where you want me to go, or bring who you want me to meet, or whatever, because I'm not going to worry about it anymore. I'm getting too old to worry about it. And I think you'll end up with more gray hair if you keep worrying about things, but you have to reach a certain point to be able to do that. And, of course, when we're, you know, when we're young, I don't know. I didn't really think of things like that. I went to church all the time, and I prayed, and, oh, I did all of that. But yet there was something else for me, and it wasn't in that church. It wasn't what they were doing. It probably helped to kind of mold me a little bit and prepare me, but it didn't happen until much later on. In 1982, probably, that's when it started for me. So, you know, but I can say with my business, no, this is not as good as it gets. There's more things to do. But, you know, you can get stuck in a job. You really can. And, I mean, every job I've ever had, I loved. I mean, I totally loved it. I didn't hate going in, but I know I have a friend, and she says, I hate this job. I just hate it so much. I'm just not treated right. But she's never said to me, I wonder if this is all I'm going to ever have, because now she's seeking outside to see where else she can apply. So, I don't know. I think I like to believe that everybody likes to look a little bit beyond. Maybe that's the dreamer in me, you know, to imagine and create something that you would like to have, and just not give up no matter what. And so if you say this is as good as it gets, I don't know.
What would you say to listeners? I understand not everyone is going to use that terminology or think of it that, you know, they're going to be more, I would say, complacent. And I think that there's an energy of, you know, of kind of what's the word I'm looking for? Not really depression, but, you know, kind of just resignation is the word I'm looking for. Resigned that
exactly.
This is their life. And I believe that when you're feeling that way, and that when you feel, you know, well, this is it, I mean, you know, I'm resigned to it, this is how my life is going to be. I mean, obviously, there are some circumstances, including jobs and including relationships, in which we can't extricate ourselves at the moment because they're a temporary, if a family member becomes very ill and our life completely changes, we know that we have to change things around, and it may not be the happiest time. But what I'm talking about is...
Exactly, that's exactly right.
When, for those that have the power and the choice to make changes, I mean, like what you said, it's a process, it can't happen overnight. But, I mean, would you agree that if someone out there listening is beginning to feel just very complacent, very resigned, I don't feel if we're seeking our higher path and, you know, we're either working towards a goal or we've reached some goal, there should be some level of anticipation and happiness in the work that we do, in the relationships that we have. And again, that means friends. That's not just romantic. So for those that are not experiencing that, at least sometimes, I mean, I don't think people whistle Dixie and, you know, jump around and walk hand in hand on the beach and go look at puppies and kittens and rainbows every day they're together. You know, I mean, that's unrealistic, of course. But wouldn't you say, I mean, or would you not, would you agree that when we start to feel just very resigned and there's no spark left, whatever it is that's creating that relationship or job or that, or even the place we live, let's say we've redecorated and we've done all this, but the neighborhood is getting worse and worse, and obviously money is a concern. We can't just suddenly have money pop up so that we can afford. But would you agree? Because my feeling would be that's a sign, and
it is.
Not even attempt to make changes within, and then try to look for
a different job or look for something better or higher, or to perhaps reevaluate the relationship that you're in and ask yourself again, if it's a friendship, you know, maybe this friendship, they're getting something, but I'm just not getting anything. So to me, that would be a time when a person would want to make some real, you know, difficult self-reflections and decisions and put away the fear that, well, if I let go of this, what if I end up with something or someone, a job or a person or a place or whatever that's worse. Instead, if we have faith and hope, I believe the chances are even better just by that energy alone that we can find something that's even more suitable and you know, puts that spark, that you know, lift in our step, that spring in our step. So, I mean, do you agree with that?
Yes, but I also think you have to keep yourself open. As hard as it can be, you just have to keep yourself open, because I can say after my husband passed away, those 2 years, 3 years, it's not until this year. I mean, I didn't even think about anything. I mean, I just existed. And it wasn't until I really started, and I have to say this has been going on maybe the past year and some odd months, I've really been connecting with my higher self, and I've been asking for help. And if you believe you can get it, you'll get it. But you have to, you just have to have this attitude that, no, this is not all you are going to have. Maybe it means you have to, let's say, for example, go back to school a little bit if you can afford it. And I know money is tight for many people. Or find something that really gives you this feeling, no matter what it is. You can take pictures. You can do some kind of craft. Find something that gets that spark back in you, and it will evolve into something more. I remember last year, probably the early part of last year, I kept looking and thinking, what can I do that will make me happy? Well, I couldn't find anything. I mean, then we decided to redo Stars. Well, that was right up my alley. Because, you know, I mean, it took a year and three quarters or so. It took a long time. But I just knew that it would come through, because Tony always comes through. And he did it with the first launch of the site, and then the second one he did it. So that was some happiness. But I found that to get the happiness for myself, you know, I'd ask all these questions of him, you know, and he would laugh, and he says, you must have a lot of time on your hands. I said, yes, I do, and so I'm going to come to you. But then what he did, so you have to find somebody, is he started teaching me, because he knew I wanted to learn. And that made me happy. That makes me happy. I mean, I can pull myself out of anything if I learn something and I can see the results. And I think you have to sit down and you have to examine some things in your life. And if the relationship, say, for example, you've been dating somebody and it doesn't look like you're going to ever get married or you're going to ever move in together, or it's not advancing like you want, first of all, you have to be real to yourself, and then you have to express yourself to this person and just say, well, what, how do you see us in a year? That takes an awful lot of strength to do that, because what that could do is that could just take this, we'll say a guy, make him run for the hills, because he'll be thinking, she wants to get married. No, I want to know, how do you see us in a year? But you have to be at a certain level to do that, Maya. You can't, I don't know of any young person that can do that, because they're afraid. And like you said, the biggest thing is fear. They're afraid they're going to be alone. And that is scary. That is very scary. I mean, and I can say that for myself. I always had somebody that I could depend upon. Yes, I have my son, but there are times even I don't even ask him, because, of course, he has his family. He would not refuse me, but I don't like to lean, and I'm finding myself doing more on my own and, again, finding something that makes me really happy. And for me, that's making somebody else happy. I can do that easily. There's no stopping me. I will not stop. And, I've been through an awful lot. You do as you get older and you can look back. But it wasn't until about 1982 that I really became enlightened. I don't think I knew what the word was before that. I don't think I knew. I just knew there was God and that was it. I didn't even think any words beyond that for some reason. It was just not something that I did. But, of course, it launched me on something really huge. And now look what happens. But sometimes I'm a little afraid because I'll think, well, maybe I'm setting my sights up a little too high here, God. What do you think? You think really I'm expecting a lot of myself and I can't come through? What I'll say to myself is, oh, no way. No. I know inside what I can do. And I've seen it. I've seen my accomplishments, and I'm very proud of them. And somebody said to me, well, don't you think you're kind of done with what you've... No, I'm not done. No, I'm not done. I'm not done with Stars. I'm not done with the magazine. We're going to be redesigning that and doing other things with that as well. But you just have to have a talk to yourself, and you have to ask for help. And, I have a friend, Diane, my friend, who's wonderful. She'll call me if I'm having a bad day. She'll call me the next day. Well, how are you doing today? Things a little better? I said, yep, things are better today. And even with you, Maya, you've been the whole route with me. I'm in a much better place. All you can do is find somebody to give you encouragement and to go further and do better. And don't say, this is as good as it gets. You have to keep looking forward, looking ahead, and just find out what makes you happy, what really gives you that feeling of accomplishment. And it's easy for me. It wasn't before 1982, not at all. But then I started on this huge path, this big, big road, and look where I am now. And I just think that there's more coming.
Right.
There's more coming for me that's going to...
I mean,
go ahead, Maya.
Well, I agree. And, just quickly I want to say, too, that for people that are faced with some extreme extenuating circumstances, the loss of a spouse or a child or,
yes.
Those that have been victims of very traumatic,
mm-hmm.
have been robbed or kidnapped. I mean, that's not something that this
no.
is applicable to, because that's a
no,
whole different process. I'm talking about more regular moving through our life situation. And,
right.
you said something that I thought was important that I wanted to address, and that is you had said that young people, and I agree at any age, and I would even say that young people – in my experience, sometimes tend to be even braver because they just have an easier time of meeting others, and there's always
uh-huh.
so many, like going to college, there's social events. But one thing to think about if you are in the energy and in the state that you don't really feel happy, again, whether this is a job or this is a relationship, and whether the relationship is platonic or romantic, but probably most especially a romantic relationship, and a job would be the two most important ones. But if you start to feel fear and think, well, what if I make a change and I'm expecting too much, or I'm going to end up lonely, I'm going to be alone. The truth is, let's say you do move out of a relationship because it's just not giving you what you want. If you or the same is with the job, if you ask yourself, okay, if I look back at the time that I've devoted to this job, this career, this business, this relationship, and I'm being very, you're being really honest with yourself, and you're saying, I have had much less really good days that I felt that everything was in sync and there was a genuine future and I didn't have doubts, I didn't have yearnings, I didn't have to constantly what I call quiet myself. In other words, getting that uprising of, this just doesn't, you know, there's just stuff here. And if you're already experiencing that, you're already to a point lonely or unhappy. And another one more point that I want to make, and then that's going to wrap up the show, is that if you're in doubt about, trying to evaluate, okay, am I in a situation where this is as good as it gets, and I'm genuinely being honest and looking at something where it's just not providing what I deserve and what I'm worth, what I need and what I want, one thing to do is to try to step to disconnect personally and imagine if that was your sister or your daughter, or if it's a job, imagine if you were another employee or another project manager or another person in that capacity, and then look at your skills, your work ethics, your worth, and the same thing with the relationship, what you give. Because in general, everything that we are willing and able to give, we should easily be able to expect to have that returned. So that's a good way. Or imagine if your sister came to you or a friend came to you and said, this is my job, this is what they're expecting. They fired the assistant, so I'm now doing the assistant's job and my job. I'm working 65, 70 hours a week, and there's no promotion ahead. I'm not being paid anymore. I mean, that's
right.
Just an example. So a good way is to try to almost role play, and it's very clear when you step aside emotionally, and it's very clear if your friend or your daughter or sister or a male friend or a female friend were to come to you and you were to point out and say, you know, this has already shown you long enough, like you were talking about, you know, sitting down and saying, where do you see us going, or it's just repetitive. Again, if nothing changes, then I always advise that that's a very good way to evaluate. It doesn't mean that it's going to be easy to make changes within. And then sometimes we do have to, the last thing I'll say is the other side of the coin is sometimes our expectations are just unrealistic. We're expecting a knight in shining armor, or we're expecting, let's say that we have no college education and we have 4 years experience and we're expecting to be promoted to a district manager position where all the other persons holding that title have a 4-year degree and have been in that in that field and have been doing that job for 10 to 15 years. Then you can say, well, for me, this is as good as it gets,
unless I make a change. Exactly. Unless I make a change.
So that's what I would say. And I will say this, that hopefully, and I'm not trying to brag in any way. I don't want it to come across like that. But for those that have felt some stirrings and some ripplings of this powerful energy, the blog I just finished today, and it was about the higher power and those that are in the U.S., and you had mentioned this too, Natalie, the U.S. right now, and I'm assuming most listening are from the United States, but our presidential election this year is one that will be remembered forever. It's unlike any other in history. And it's not just about the United States. It has global. It's going to affect many, many countries in many ways. It's going to affect us individually and collectively. So for many people, too, sometimes we may just feel unsettled and just not right about things, but it's not really associated with the job we have at the moment or the relationship. it's because, like, you're an empath, and, you know, I'm whatever you call intuitive or sensitive, and so I can pick up energy, and if I'm not careful, I can let it bleed over into my life. So with that, I think this has been a really good topic, very relevant
yes, absolutely.
To the world today, and as far as I know, we'll be, unless something comes up, will we be here next week for Halloween?
Well, I don't think we're going to be having Halloween in my neighborhood because what's in my neighborhood? But
okay.
They were talking about celebrating Halloween on a Sunday, so I don't know. But I wouldn't mind being here. I mean, the only thing that I do is go over to my son's and pass out candy, and I really think it's going to be on Sunday.
Okay,
so
then,
because
then
something about a football game. So we'll see. I guess we'll just play it by ear. And if
okay.
we don't see you Monday, we will see you the following Monday. And I don't think there's much of a break after that unless the holidays fall on a Monday. But I enjoyed tonight. I always think about the topic and I think, well, gee, I don't know if I have much to say. And then you pull it out of me and pretty soon we're talking and I end up talking too much and because I do. But I really enjoyed tonight. And you can bet Maya's going to come up with another hot topic for the next time that we're here, which might be next Monday, Halloween. And it's always good to do this because I can tell you, Maya, we have a lot of listeners, people that don't come into the chat, people that come and they don't call in, so I don't even know that they're listening, but they are because they've told me. And we have been reaching as far as India. So,
wow.
I know one of the authors, and his publicist. They both told me that they just love the show, and it's wonderful. And my friend, I have a friend named Jean who went through Katrina. She's told me that she's listened to the show. She just loves it. She loves to hear the interaction, and she always compliments us and says we do such a great job together, and I think we do. And, of course, we have to thank Candy. She's in the room. We have Stars Lori there tonight, which is wonderful. I love to see my stars in there. I wish more of them would come in. But sometimes, you know, you don't remember to come in, and they could be listening. I don't know, but I know the stats have been really, really high. And if we can go across the world over to India, we can do anything. And all my stars, I know they're so proud of working for Stars, and I feel so loved. And I love you. I love you, Maya, and Candy, and Lori. They all know that I love them. I mean, that's a given for me. I love our family. It's like an extended family, and it's really, really wonderful. So with that being said, we're going to end the show tonight. Have a great week. We'll either see you next Monday on Halloween or we'll see you the following Monday. But nonetheless, we will be here, so keep checking in. Candy runs all the little things on Facebook, puts them on Twitter, and I'm going to post something to Twitter right now so they can listen to this episode. And have a great week. I love you, Maya. I love you, Candy. I love you, Lori. And with that, we're going to say goodnight, everybody. Bye-bye.